And now this is a dictation for Mary Sorenson, S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N, February 26, 1947. Address as a letter to Roberta Sue, S-U-E, Han, H-A-H-N-N-T, 817-4601. Dear Roberta, follow up for Mary, has chronic kidney disease. I haven't seen her since March 2024. Comes accompanied with husband. There has been multiple admissions to the hospital for multiple reasons. As you know, she has diarrhea from total colectomy. She has a Watchman procedure and a pacemaker for Tacky Brady syndrome. Her appetite is poor, a small meal plus snacking, frequent nausea but no vomiting dysphagia, no gross blood melena, no gross abdominal pain fever. There has been urinary tract infection. Recently released from Clare Hospital, C-L-A-R-E, was 2 weeks at medical facility Mount Pleasant, now at home for the last 2 weeks. Folic catheter was removed, presently no edema. She has a healing wound on the right lower extremity, thought to be related to pyoderma, P-Y-O-D-E-R-M-A, gangrenosa, which is common associated with inflammatory bowel disease that she had in the past. Presently is well healed, has also followed through dermatologist Dr. Messenger here in Mount Pleasant, although patient and husband were not too happy with care. Presently no antibiotics. She uses a walker. There are multiple falls, including recently at home, but no trauma to the head. Did not go to the emergency room. Nothing to suggest broken bone or focal deficit, although multiple skin tears. She denies orthopnea PND. She's not using any oxygen or CPAP machine. There is no purulent material hemoptysis. I review medications. I'm going to highlight metoprolol. Amlodipine, anticoagulated with Eliquis for the vein thrombosis. On doxazosin, potassium supplementation. Next paragraph, present weight around 130, blood pressure in the 110 over 47. She has underlying bipolar disorder, a little bit of a pressure of speech, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, pacemaker rhythm, no abdominal distension tenderness, no peritoneal signs, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. I want to highlight anemia 8.8, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis around 21, creatinine 1.7, representing a GFR-31, a low albumin, corrected calcium for low albumin will be normal. Liver function test not elevated. Both kidneys are small, 9 on the right, 8.7 on the left, no obstruction. A recent echo, ejection fraction 73. Normal size of the right and left ventricle, no hypertrophy. No diastolic dysfunction, minor other abnormalities. A recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. This is without contrast. Some thickening of distal esophagus. Lungs are clear. Minor nodularity of the liver, spleen not enlarged, atrophy of the pancreas, thinning of the cortical aspect of the kidneys, atrophy without obstruction, diffuse edema and nasarca. Next paragraph, I review records from Boma Hospital, Claire, and other places. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, CKD stage 3B. Appears stable. There is no indication for dialysis. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, chronic diarrhea from prior total colectomy. Continue hydration as best as possible. There is severe low albumin. I think a discussion with nutritionists might give us ideas how to repair or replenish nutrition better without exacerbating diarrhea. Next number, there is anemia, multifactorial, including chronic kidney disease. RNAs will need to be done in a monthly basis, and we need to update iron studies. Next number, present potassium is normal. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis, no bicarbonate replacement. Next number, blood test needs to include phosphorus for potential binders. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Atrophic without obstruction. Next number, edema nasarca from low albumin. Monthly blood test, plan to see her back on the next 2-3 months. This was a 1-hour visit, reviewing all records with the patient and husband and making plan. Differential diagnosis, problem list, end of dictation.